We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Dalad. We are up to Sif Dalad, the third line on page 50. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Peiro Shenecholen Chayin, fruit that are eaten raw, Mutter Litnam Saviv HaKedera. You're allowed to put them around the pot, Afal Pi She'efsher She'itzalu Kodim Chashecha, even though it will be impossible for them to roast before dark. Now we will see the Mishabura will explain exactly what's going on here in a moment. Let's first finish the Shulchan Aruch. Umiyah, however, tzarach lizor shelo yachzir akisui im nizgala mishechashecha. You have to be careful not to return the covering of the pot if it got opened after Shabbos started. V'shelo lahosif alav, and not to add on to the covering of the pot ad sheyitzolu, until it is roasted. Mipnei shememahir ligmor bishulam b'Shabbos. Because otherwise, covering the pot and the fruit that are there, or adding to the covering, will quicken the cooking process on Shabbos. So now let's see the Mishabura, where he explains what in the world is going on over here. And Mechaber said, fruit that are eaten raw, you're allowed to put them around the pot. What exactly is going on? So the Mishabura says in Sefkaton Chof Aleph, that Kedera Omedes al HaPitput. There's a pot that is sitting on a tripod. It's a little bit raised up. V'tachtel Yesh Eish. And underneath it, there are coals with fire. The Kamash Malon, the Mechaber, is teaching us the Mutter Liten Kodem Chashecha Peiro Saviva. You can put, before it gets dark, fruit around it. Afsha Peiros Nogim Ba'esh. So it's talking about putting the fruit really under the pot, around the pot, but like under the tripod, like right near the fire, and the fruit are actually touching the fire, or touching the coals. V'nitzolen B'Shabbos Mechom Ha'esh. And they are being roasted on Shabbos from the heat of the fire. Now here we're saying the raw fruit that you want to roast, you're allowed to put them before Shabbos and leave them right next to the fire. Why is this different than what we discussed yesterday? That when you have the meat or the onion or the egg, we said it's usher to put it. We said you can't leave it on top of the coals unless it was already roasted to the point of Macha ben Jusai. And here we're saying you could put it there stam. The answer is, says the Mishabura, the Hacha Kevan Shenechol and Chayin. Since these fruit are edible in their raw state, Harehu Ketavshil Shenizbashel Kemacha Ben Jusai. It's like something that was already roasted, Kemacha Ben Jusai. There's no difference in having meat, which can't be eaten raw, and it got a little bit cooked, versus fruit that are able to be eaten raw. Either way, they're already edible, and therefore you're allowed to leave them there. So the same way in yesterday's Sif, if it was roasted till Macha Ben Jusai, you can leave it there going into Shabbos on the coals. Here also, the fruit that can be eaten raw, in that state alone, it's already edible, and you can leave it on the coals. The Yoser Heim Tovim Below Bishul Klal. These raw fruit are more edible, totally raw, Mishar Tavshil Shenizbashel Kemacha Ben Jusai. Wouldn't you rather eat a plain old apple, a raw apple? Isn't that more edible than a half-cooked piece of meat? It's only half-cooked, so this is more edible than that. V'lo asi l'chatuye, and therefore you're not going to come to stoke the coals. And now the Mishabru is bothered by the funny expression the Mechaber used, that they were around the pot. This has nothing to do with being around the pot. This has to do with leaving raw fruit in the fire. So why is the Mechaber addressing it as fruit that are eaten raw, you're allowed to put them around the pot? The point is not the pot, the point is that they're touching the coals. So says the Mishabura, V'hadin nokat saviv akedera, that which the Mechaber uses this expression of putting the fruit around the pot, V'lo nokat stama, he doesn't just say stam, the mutter lidam ala esh, that you could put the raw fruit on the fire. Dover hahove nokat, it's because the Mechaber is discussing the more common case. Ubi yimeyam hoya regilus linho kain. And in those days, that was more common, not to put the fruit in the coals, but to put the fruit around the pot, which ends up being in the coals. That's the way they used to do it. That's answer number one the Mishabura gives for the expression of Sava Kedera. Inami or Mishum Din Akisui Dinoka Besefa Deshabi Kedera Nakte. Or because in the Seifa of this Mechaber discusses returning the cover of the pot, so since it's discussing a pot in the Seifa, it throws in the pot in the Reisha as well and talks about putting the fruit around the pot, really meaning putting the fruit in the coals. Says the Mishabura Vaitrins of Kodnach Abbez, Afal Pi She'efsher, even though you're putting these raw fruit into the coals so close to Shabbos that it's impossible that it will roast before nightfall, we said it's still okay. V'lo dami lebatzel b'sif beiz the aser. This is not similar to the case of the onion that we discussed yesterday that we said is aser if it's raw. Even though an onion also is eaten sometimes raw. So why is it different than the fruit we're discussing over here? Mikomakom ein tov la'ochlo chai kemo tapuchim. You can't compare eating a raw onion to eating an apple. So therefore, the onion is usually eaten cooked, and therefore it follows the rule of the egg and the meat that's also normally eaten cooked, as opposed to what we're discussing tonight is a regular fruit that's eaten raw like an apple. And so too, anything else that's not able, that's not good to be eaten raw, kamo tapuche yar, like apples from a forest, the kadom are similar things, aser kabotze lubeitza hanal. They would follow the same rules as yesterday, sipes, of the onion and the egg that are better to be eaten when they are cooked. So that's the heter of putting the fruit inside the coals before Shabbos, not a problem, even though it's raw, because it's fine to be eaten raw. But then we say to be careful not to return the covering of the pot if it fell off. Says the Mishabura in Sefkot Nochav Gimel, after mitzara kedera, even though midin the pot itself, im nizgala b'shabes hakisui shalo, if the cover of the pot fell off, shekisu milamalo shalo yitzdane, that you covered the pot to keep it warm and it fell off, mutter lachzor ulachasoso, you're allowed to put the pot cover back on, v'chein lahosev alav, and you can add to the cover. Like we'll see later in Reish Nun Zayin Siv Dalud. Shoma kederuk farnis bashal mi bod yom. That's because the dish in the pot was already cooked from before Shabbos. And therefore it will be okay to put the cover back on. Aval hachabit over here, shaperos misbashlim v'hochlim b'Shabbos. Over here you have the raw fruit that are next to the pot. And they're continuously cooking on Shabbos. V'akisu hu gamkin aleihem. And the covering of the pot obviously sticks out over the pot. It's not a tight-fitting pot cover. And it covers the fruit as well that are underneath it. And since the putting back the cover on top of the pot is quickening the cooking process of the raw fruit, it is forbidden. In note 14, he just points out this idea that we're discussing over here of cooking raw fruit that are edible in their raw state. So he asks in note 14, if you have fruit that is edible the way it is and you're going to cook it, is that going to be an Isser min HaTorah or Rak b'Derabanan? So he brings in the Shaar Tzion later on that says that even though the Birkei Yosef is mesupik about it, from the Stimas HaRishonim v'Aposkim, from the fact that the Poskim don't really discuss this, Mistimas HaRishonim v'Aposkim shekosvu sheyesh b'kisui haperus mishum bishul, since they discuss in this case that covering it is bishul, it's mashma shum me'atorah, it is mashma that it would be an Isser d'Oraisa, even though it was already edible and you're cooking it to make it cooked and more edible, still it will be an Isser d'Oraisa. V'hosef, and he adds on, shekein mashmos ha'prim megodim, that is the mashmos ha'prim megodim, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, v'chai odom, ubir b'tam adover sher ha'peros mishtabchim ha'idei ha'bishul, umayisa, the fruit are getting better when they're being cooked, and therefore, he says the pashas l'fi, most of these mefarshim is that the bishul of the already edible fruit to be more edible through cooking would be an Isser d'Oraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkot Nochav Dalud, we said that putting the cover back on or adding to the cover is a problem because it quickens the completion of the cooking process. The kol shekein she'osur lahanicham b'Shabbos gufa samach latanor kadei litzlos. Certainly it would be osur on Shabbos to place the fruit near the oven in order to roast. And even if you want to put the fruit by the oven before the oven is fired up, it's still aser, like we learned earlier in Reishon Gimel. In note 15, he reviews what we said over there. The Tama Dover was, it's like a person who puts the water in a pot. So one person puts the water or the food in the pot, someone else brings a fire. Even the first one, who put water in a pot, there was no fire there, that's an Isser d'Rabbanan, because he's contributing to the eventual cooking of that water. Back to the Mishabura, Aval Kodom Chashecha, but to put the fruit by the oven before it gets dark, Mutter Litein Osa Balatan Racham, you can't put it onto a hot oven, Obe Kochlin, or to some kind of shelf that there is on top or inside the wall of the oven, that would also be okay. V'dan, you should know, the Mashi Itanu Litein Osam, that which we say that it's mutter to put it in the coals before it gets dark, hainu kodem l'shkia, that means before shkia. V'ayim v'simen reish samach aleph b'dim ben hashmashos. We'll see later on what the halacha is of ben hashmashos. And now we begin Sif Hei. Sif Hei is an interesting halacha. We will start the Sif tonight and it will continue into tomorrow night's shir, Mirtz Hashem. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Ein nosnim samach lachashecha pas letanur elu kedei sheyikrumu paneya hamudupakim batanur. This is talking about putting bread in an oven before Shabbos to leave it baking as Shabbos goes in. In the olden days when they baked bread, they used to stick it on the side wall of the oven. And therefore the Mechaber says you can't place close to darkness bread into an oven unless before Shabbos comes in it will already be yikrumu paneha. Which he explains in the parentheses, Pirish, sheyala al pnei alechem, kurum uklipa machmas ha'esh. It's already become a little bit crusty. It's become a little crusty on the side because of the fire. Which side? So the Mechaber says, hamadubakim betanur. There's two sides. As we just mentioned, the bread is stuck to the oven. So there's the side of the bread stuck to the oven and the side of the bread that's facing the opening of the oven where the fire is. So the Mechaber says that you can put bread in the oven as long as before Shabbos, the face of the bread that's attached to the tanur will get a little bit crusty before Shabbos. Otherwise, you can't put it in before Shabbos. And similarly, v'lo charara agabi gecholim. You also cannot leave a loaf of bread on top of coals, elu kedei sheyikrumu paneh shekeneged ha'esh, unless the side of the loaf of bread that is facing the fire would already get a little crusty before Shabbos comes in. So that's the same din, that the side of the bread that's on the oven wall or on the coals has to be crusty before Shabbos comes in to leave it there. Otherwise, it will be aser. Says the Ramah, the chol sheporsa, but any bread that you break, the ein hachutin nimshachin. You know when you break a raw piece of dough, so it's very stringy. Right, if you ever bought a Danish that was like not really cooked so well, so it's very stringy, or a piece of challah that was very doughy, it gets very stringy. So any bread that you break, and the chutim will not be nimshachim, it won't be drawing out the strings, karui krimas panim. That's already called the outer layer being crusty. Now, even if you don't necessarily see it being crusty, that's a sure sign that it's considered crusted over already. Upashtida uplodin. Pashtida we've had already many times. That is dough on top, dough on the bottom, and fruit or meat in the middle, and it's baked. And pladin is a similar thing. It's an uga. In the Targum 2, he says, uga memula beperos umini mesika. It's some kind of cookie that's filled with fruit or some other kind of sweet stuff. So these filled doughs, tzorach sheyikrimu paneh lomala ulamata. Unlike we said before about the bread, here we're saying that it has to be crusted over on the top and the bottom. And the meat or fish or whatever is in the middle also has to be cooked at least halfway or a third of the way before Shabbos goes in order to leave it in the oven. And that will stop there on top, and we'll see the Mishnah Berurahs that will explain everything very clear, carefully. So the Mishnah Berurah begins as if Katan Chavei. We said in the Machaber that you can't put bread in the oven close to dark unless it already has the side of the bread that's stuck to the oven is already crusted over. Zok the mishabura kedei sheyikrimu paneh mibod yom, from before Shabbos. The su lo chashina shem yechata begecholim. This is the ikar point. Once it's already crusted over on the side that's attached to the oven, we're not worried that you're going to be stoking the coals anymore. And in note 17, the first two lines he just points out from the Rambam that the reason is that the chitu of begecholim, stoking the coals after it already crusted over, ruins the bread. So if it ruins the bread, so we know once it crusted over, you're not going to stoke the coals, and therefore it's okay to leave the bread on the oven wall as Shabbos comes in. Hamadubakim betanur sevkad al-chavav, we're talking about in the Mechaber, the side of the bread that is attached to the oven. V'ha'achronim eskimu dehuadin desagi im miskarein paneh shekneged ha'esh. The Achronim all agree and say it's lav dafka. The Mechaber says it has to cross over on the side facing the oven wall. It's lav dafka. It could also be the side that is facing the fire, the other side. The efshir de gam ha-mechaber svir lehachi. And it could be the mechaber really agrees that it could be either side. So why did he say the side attached to the oven wall? V'hod enoga paneh ha-medubakim, and that's what she mentions. The part of the bread that's facing the wall, svir leh, because he holds, dezeu yoser bekal miskarim. That's usually the quicker side to get crusty. And therefore the mechaber says that side, but the achronim say that possibly it's lav dafka, could be either side. As long as one side is crusted over, that's considered that it's baked enough that you can leave it in for Shabbos. V'ein chiluk im hunefa bekarka tanur o bebekin. It doesn't matter if it's on the ground of the oven or if it is on some kind of mold that you're baking the bread on some kind of pan. The ayin lakame behaga. Look, we'll see later on the Ramah, which we just read about the pashtida, it has to be both sides. The ayin bebir hagra behaga shebesamuch. And look in the bir hagra on the Ramah that he says the dafka im apas dak. That this whole halacha that only one side has to be crusty, it's only if it's a skinny bread. Avalim hu'o, but if it's a thick bread, eino misbashel mehera, doesn't bake quickly. V'tzoruch shi'en nikram haponim ha'tachton shekeneged ha'tanur, v'gam haponim shelomalo neged chol ha'tanur. If it's a thicker bread, says the Gra, you have to have both sides crusted over. Says the Gra that which the Mechaber says, one side, and we said it could really be either side, possibly even according to the Mechaber, that's only a thin loaf of bread. But if it's a thicker loaf of bread, which takes longer to cook, you have to wait till it's baked a little longer in order to leave it. As Shabbos comes in, it has to be baked and crusted over both on top and on the bottom. Then the Ramah gave us this secret sign that if you break the bread and no strings are being pulled, you know it's already considered crusted over. It says the Mishabur and Chav Zayin, V'afilu im hoya apas oveh. Even if the bread was a thick bread and you need crusting over like we just did on both sides, Nami sagi bazeh ashir l'kuyama. That sign of breaking the bread and having it not be stringy is enough according to everyone. Dekevan de'ein chutinim shachim. Because since the strings are not pulling, the vada nikru paneh hetev, you know for sure that it got crusted over well, bein lamala bein lamata. In other words, this sign of it not being stringy when you separate the two halves of the loaf of bread, that's a sure sign not only that it's crusted over on one side, but that it's crusted over on both sides, and therefore even if it's a thick loaf of bread, you will be good to go. Sifkaton chavches, that's karui krimas panim, that's considered a crusted face. The chol zeh b'she'en garif v'katum. This whole criteria that you have to have one or two sides of it crusted over to leave it before Shabbos, that's only if the oven did not have the coals cleaned out or covered. Aval bekira o betanur shelanu. But akira, or our ovens, which is like akira, kishu garif v'katum, if it was cleared out of the coals or the coals were covered, o kishu sosem piatanur betit, or you sealed up the opening of the oven with clay, mutter liten apas betanur sarvach l'shviel b'kol gafni. You can leave any bread in the oven as close as you want to shear, there's no problem. Because if it is cleaned out of the coals or the coals are covered, you're not going to come to soak the coals. If the oven is sealed, you're not going to come to open it to soak the coals. And therefore, this whole halacha is talking about an oven that was not garif v'katum. Like shehiyah that we discussed earlier, but if it's garif v'katum, it's much more lenient, and therefore over here you would be allowed to leave bread that was not baked at all, even a second before Shabbos, no problem. Then we saw in the Ramah told us that these dishes of pashtida and pladin, which are different types of either pastries or challah, some kind of doughs, meat roll, that has dough on two sides with meat or something else filled in the middle. There we said in the Ramah it has to be crusted over on both sides in order to leave it on the stove going into Shabbos. Says the Mishabur and Chavtes, L'malah hainu l'tzad cholol hatanur. L'malah l'mata, l'malah, the top part means facing the inside, the open area of the oven. U'lamata, and the downside is l'tzad tachtis ha'kli shenefes bo. That's the bottom of the vessel in which it's being baked, if it's baked in a pan, or the bottom of the stove, if it's bottom of the oven, if it's on the oven floor. The ayin b'magen avram etash shekasu. The magen avram etash is right. The lefi das ha'mechaber le'el, according to the mechaber that we saw earlier, sagi b'shenikram b'mokom echa levad. Even when it comes to these dishes, they understand the mechaber that you only need one side, and therefore you would not need both sides. Like the Ramah says, one side would be enough for the mechaber, lefi the magen avram etash, the way they understand the mechaber. But the gra that we just mentioned before writes, the lefishu of, since it is a thicker dough, a thicker loaf, the eno misbashel mehera, and it does not quickly cook, lakach l'kuyama be'inim l'malo l'matas. So the gra says that according to everyone, even the mechaber, it would have to be crusted over already on the top and on the bottom. The gam hadogu mirvava kosav. The Dogo Mirvava also writes the Kuli Alma Modemozeh, that everyone agrees, like the Gra, that it has to be crusted over on the top and the bottom. Omna Mitam Acher, he writes for a different reason. The Gra said because it's a thicker dough, takes a long time to cook, so you have to make sure that the top and bottom are crusted over, and then we're not worried, you're going to stoke the coals because it's already along the way of the longer cooking process. Dogo Mirvava has a different reason. That is, the Kevin de Pashtida Chelak Elyon Vechelak Atachlon Einam Migush Echad. Since this Pashtida dish, which has dough on top, dough on the bottom, and meat in the middle, It has one piece of dough on top and one piece of dough on the bottom. It's not one big piece of dough. The filling in the middle separates between the upper level of dough and the lower level of dough. So havi kishnei ugos. It's viewed as two separate cakes, two separate loaves. Ubekol echad tzarach krimas panim. And therefore, on each loaf, you need to have that it's crusted over. V'chein kasa b'sefer chemin Moshe. So again, we have two reasons why this pashtida would require crusting on top and on the bottom, even if the mechaber, who says you only need one. So the Gra says, because the mechaber agrees that if it's a thicker loaf, you have to have top and bottom. Pashtida is thicker, and therefore you need top and bottom. Togum of Ava says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is, because this is two loaves. Because pashtida has the stuff in the middle, and it has loaf on top, loaf on the bottom, and therefore, each loaf needs krimas panim, and mainly you need to have the krimas panim lamala and lamata, which would be the top, and the bottom, because that's the only part you could see. The inside is covered by the meat. The Mishabura says, Vaitim sifkat and lamed v'yispashal masha besocha, besides needing the top loaf and the bottom loaf of the pashtida to be crusted over in order to leave it before Shabbos, you also require that the meat in the middle, or whatever is filling it up in the middle, has to be cooked to the point of Macha ben Jusoi. Says the Mishabura, Hainu masha b'malim bash pashtida, that which is filling the middle of the pashtida, whether it is basar, v'dogim, u'chagavna, meat, or fish, whatever it is, v'in lo kein, if not so, af shekar m'panel, even if the crusting of the face of the dough is done on top and bottom, still, chashidin shebechata b'gacholim, I'm still worried you might stoke the coals, k'deishi hisbashu masha b'socha, in order to accomplish the cooking of the meat inside. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, we'll finish the sif tomorrow.